May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Nobody expected Franklin Edmonds, better known to us here as Bud, to not be with us today. He had just called Pat to see if she was up for dinner on the day that he was admitted to the hospital. And I know some St. Francis folk had just called him to remind him of the bishop's annual visit just this past week. In fact, it wasn't long ago that he was tramping through historic Williamsburg, but early Tuesday morning, he went on his final journey. Yet while he was with us on this pilgrim road of life, Bud was a jovial man, getting along with everybody, even striking up conversations with complete strangers. He loved people. He was someone you could count on in times of need. He was a beloved teacher of 37 years, and he served on the council in Myersdale with a sense of civic pride and duty, even inspiring others to take up the mantle of public service. He also enjoyed the good things in life. He enjoyed opera and theater. He collected some unique trinkets over the years, like that classic bit of British motorsport in his garage, or that old Howdy Doody doll on display in his house. And he was quite the foodie, as many of us who either enjoyed his hospitality before a fish fry or joined him for a meal out can attest to. Also, it seemed that Bud was always traveling someplace, usually in the company of his friends, whether near or far. Sometimes this led to some crazy situations. On a recent jaunt to Jekyll Island, he had some misfortunes, being evicted from his modest hotel room due to a plumbing issue. But with the intervention, dare I say intercession, of Jeff, who I think is hiding back behind the screen. Oh, there you are. they were able to upgrade Bud to the presidential suite, which immediately became the hotspot of all the crew's social activity for the duration of their stay. All in all, Bud was someone who exemplified a seize the day attitude, whether helping a friend when they called or savoring the richest fare with his partners in crime before a show. As far as matters of faith are concerned, Bud's faith was a traditional one. The faith once delivered to the saints was what he believed in the quiet of his heart. A dyed-in-the-wool Episcopalian, he had a preference for right one worship with all of its these and thous. And he never wore his faith on his sleeve, but he loved the church and the Lord to whom that church belongs. This faith is the reason why we can gather here today without a sense of desperation, though we keenly feel the sorrow of our separation from Bud. It's a faith that the prophet Isaiah promises can heal broken hearts and comfort those who mourn. It's a faith that makes King David fearless even in the valley of the shadow of death, as we just read in Psalm 23. And it's a faith that looks forward to the hope of the resurrection with St. Paul as he writes to the Thessalonian believers. Indeed, Christ himself promises that those who believe, who genuinely trust in him, will be raised up on the last day. So while it's appropriate for us to grieve, no longer having Bud just a phone call away, we can also trust our Heavenly Father to heal our broken hearts and soothe our mournful souls when we cry on his eternal, unfailing shoulders. We can face death with the same royal fearlessness of David, assured that God's favor is with us all the days of this life and the next. And we can look forward with the Apostle Paul to that day when Jesus himself will bring us up from the dust of death to new and unending life in the resurrection. When we have complete trust in the triune God who is eternal, loving, and gracious beyond all measure, death can never have the final word. So as we say goodbye to Bud, maybe hoping in some sense to emulate his passion for the good things in life or his caring commitment to other people, perhaps it's best to try to embrace his love for travel while taking hold of the same faith that Bud shared with Christians the world over, facing each day as merely another step on our journey. Besides, we're merely pilgrims in this world, and the journey ends only when we arrive at our destination. For followers of Jesus, our destination is not a place, but a person. Until we see our Lord face to face, we must walk this pilgrim way in the comfort that only God can bring, filled with the courage that only He can grant us, and secure in the hope that His resurrection promise will be fulfilled in our lives, just as it was in our Savior's. And then we'll find, as Bud has discovered for himself today, that this earthly life is but a modest, sometimes ill-plumbed room compared with the presidential suite that we'll enjoy when we come to see Jesus face to face for ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.